At 91.9 FM KPTZ Port Townsend, I'm Diane Urbani de La Paz with local news and commentary for Friday, the 14th of April. This coming Sunday is the day for the first ever Jefferson County Connectivity Fair. More than 80 local organizations will be on hand to share information about what they're up to. All of this will happen from 1 o'clock till 5 o'clock on Sunday at Blue Heron Middle School on San Juan Avenue in Port Townsend. The YMCA will provide childcare. Doors will open at 12:45, and then there will be an optional community building activity and discussion at 1:45. The Connectivity Fair will also have two screenings of a short film titled Interconnections by local filmmaker Rose Madrone. Those screenings will be at 1:15 and at 3 o'clock. Looking at the fair's printed program, I'm seeing nonprofits ranging from the Food Bank Growers to the Community Boat Project to Camp Bosite Northwest to Quimper Community Harvest. I also noticed the Mankind Project, described as an organization empowering men to make a mission of service and make a difference in the lives of others. Dozens more groups will join the Connectivity Fair on Sunday. Volunteers from Local 2020, the Production Alliance, the Local Investing Opportunities Network, Skillmation, and United Earth Networks are co-producing the event, which they proclaim is all about conversation and inspiration. The play Red by local writer Kat Agudo is running now at Key City Public Theater in downtown Port Townsend. It's a retelling of the Little Red Riding Hood fairy tale, inspired by and set in Spanish colonial Philippines. Rue, a mysterious orphan, along with a princess, goes with their spirit guide to grandmother's house. The description on Key City's website notes that this story of ancestors and liberation celebrates the Philippine Islands' rich culture as well as female empowerment and the diverse community of Key City Public Theater resident artists. Red features Brendan Chambers, Tomoki Sage, Consuelo Aruviso, and Gabs Nathanson as Rue. Performances are at 7:30 Friday and Saturday evenings. Matinees are at 1:30 on Friday and Sunday afternoons through April. This coming Sunday, Kat Agudo herself will discuss her play in an afterwards talk following the 1:30 show. On the last day of the run, April 30th, there will be an American Sign Language performance of Red. The details are at keycitypublictheater.org. Over at Fort Worden State Park, PT Artscape and Northwind Art are reopening The Bunker a week from today. The Bunker is an open art studio for teenagers in middle school and high school. From 3:45 until 6:45, teenagers can use Northwind Art School supplies to work on their new and ongoing projects. The Bunker will also be stocked with snacks and beverages. A signed parental permission form is necessary. That and the rest of the information can be found at northwindart.org via the courses link. The state of Washington has a newly chosen poet laureate, Arian True, a 31-year-old writer who will go traveling around the state, inviting us to create and enjoy poetry. This art form, she told the Seattle Times, always picks up the phone. It can be there for you in hard times. The new poet laureate will take over from Rena Priest in May. Her poetry has appeared in the recent Pacific Northwest anthology, I Sing the Salmon Home, among other books. True is a member of the Choctaw and Chickasaw Nations and the first Native artist in residence at Seattle Repertory Theater. Public readings, workshops, and presentations all over Washington will be on True's itinerary as the poet laureate. Karen Hannon, executive director of the Washington State Arts Commission, told the Seattle Times that True brings poetry to vibrant life through her compassion, commitment, and capacity to reach a diverse audience. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5, Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Diane Urbani de La Paz. Thanks for listening.